8th, 3rd parak of Makis, 9th Mishnah. Yesh choyr tel ma'echot, v'chayv alem yesh mishmoin alavim. One can plow one tel, one ditch, whatever you call it, a path with his plow, and that act will give him 8 different lavim, 8 malkias for one act. Choyish, v'shov v'chamor, that's lav number 1. You're not allowed to use a ox and donkey together. Hey mukdoshim, you're not allowed to use hektish for this purpose. Kilayim, the kerim, he was choyish to make it easier for if you have a grape and wheat growing together. You're not only not allowed to plant it, but you're also not allowed to do an ox that will help it grow better. Yeah, the Gemara says that here's talking about. Usually Chayrish is doing it before you plant it. And over here the Pshat is that he was Chayrish, and by turning off the earth, he covered up some grains with earth. So basically he was planting the grains next to the vine with this act. B'shvias, Chayrish b'shvias, he was doing also. Yeah. It's not so clear that Chayrish and Shemitah, even though it's also, if it's eligible for Malchus. Yeah. But the Maaseh that's brought down the Mishnah over here. Yeah, so the way we learned in the previous Mishnah, previous case, we can learn the same thing over here. Mitzad Chayrisha, plowing on Shemitah, maybe you don't get Malchus. But just like we said before, by the case of Kalayim, as he's moving the earth aside, he's covering over seeds. That's considered an act of planting. So also the Gabi Shemiyah, he's over the Isra of Lysizra, he's planting it. And he does this on Yontif, then he's over the Isra on Yontif. V'koyin v'nozim v'sekoras, and he also happened to be v'sekoras. Yeah, same thing. He was a koyin and the nozim were not allowed to be metal themselves, and he was metal themselves. So with this one act, he was over all these others. Chanani ben chach, v'no yoyimer afa lo yish kilayim. If he's wearing shatness at the time, then he's also over another loisa say. Amuloy einoy Hashem. It has nothing to do with the act that he's doing. He happened to be wearing shatness. We could say that also he's eating in a velus and travis at the same time. His answer to them was that nozer is also the chiv is because of the tumah, not because of the charisha. The Tanakhama seems to have held that since it was something okay to him going in, being in that place where he's making the charisha is more shaykh to the act, whereas levishas kalayim nothing to do with this place, it has to do with the fact that he's wearing the garment.